and you clap and shout because you are here. Not for anybody, but because you are here. Just celebrate yourself for coming here. Five people with a hug, with a kiss, with a handshake. You can carry the person, but don't smooch. And then you may be seated with Jesus's joy. To a great banquet, and I can assure you that by the end of the week, some of you will have spiritual pot bellies. Those of you with physical pot bellies are going to have spiritual pot bellies that match. But it's a blessing for all of us to gather from everywhere in the world. And we've not just gathered for any other purpose, any other meeting, but God has gathered us to sit at the feet of our Father and our Prophet. And I want you to have an expectation. Hallelujah. An expectation that a word from him will turn your life around. When you sit at the feet of a prophet, you should expect anything. And anything includes even getting a beloved from here. Some of you tried the first MOTL, it didn't work. You came with your hair dyed, but nothing happened. The next time you came, you are done rasta. Nothing happened. Today you have borrowed your cousin's wig. What is going to happen will not be because of the wig you have borrowed. But God, by his mercy, is going to satisfy every desire of your life. God, by his mercy, is going to touch your life. And somebody just entered the hall. I want us to clap our hands. Bishop Richard I is in the house. I know you know already, but I am welcoming him here. Very soon you are going to hear from him. But you may be seated. So, this week is a week with the prophets. Amen. And I want to tell you just one thing that is going to happen to you. One thing you should expect at the feet of the prophet. Deuteronomy 24, 34. What you should expect. What you should expect. Deuteronomy 34. Verse number 10. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. Wow. This is a very big one. Wow, Bishop Ntefel is with us. Wow. You will not lack food for your soul in this conference. Very soon they'll be clapping for you also when you arrive. You may be seated. So, this is what you should expect this week. The Bible says, there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses. So the Bible is presenting Moses, not Elijah, not Elisha, not Nahum, the prophet. The Bible lifts up as the iconic prophet, the quintessential prophet. Is the prophet called Moses. I would have expected Elisha, at least Elijah, to be in this verse. He was the one who could predict pregnancies. When somebody stood in front of him and was lying, he said, went not my spirit with thee? I mean, the real prophets are the prophets whose spirits travel with people. Can I go there? The prophet we are expecting should be the prophet who goes with you after tonight's session. As you are chatting with the girl inside the uncompleted dormitory at the back there. That is the type of prophet I want. I'm expecting a prophet who will come this morning and point to you and tell you that 3 weeks ago, you watched 20 megabytes of pornography before you collapsed. And he will mention your name and say, Emmanuel, come here. How many of you will be afraid of such a prophet? I mean, he can prophesy the megabytes you used. I mean, if such a prophet comes here this morning, a lot of you will run away from here. No, no. You watch him on CCTV. That is the prophet. If we are talking about a prophet like Elijah. Yeah. Then you are now talking about a prophet. I don't know what about Moses makes him a prophet. People with power ministries. I mean proper power ministry. Prophets who can raise the dead. Heal the sick. But the Bible, please sit down in this area. You don't stand up in the mornings on Tuesdays. But the Bible tells us. Now listen very carefully, because a prophet is an agent of your transformation. A prophet is an agent of your change. A prophet is an agent of your advancement. And the Bible lifts up Moses as the icon of the prophetic. Prophetic. Now, we don't know Moses to be somebody who was forth-telling, prophesying something that is going to happen in some years to come, who would look at somebody's face like Jesus saw the woman at the well and said, you've had already at your age, already, 5 beloveds who didn't marry you. At your age. You've had 5 men in your house. And the one you have now has not even bought your engagement things. But he's blowing you day and night. That is the prophetic. That is Jesus the prophet. But ladies and gentlemen, this week, we are expecting a prophet here on this mountain. Now, the highest order of the prophetic is what the Bible tells us. The highest order is not the Elijah order of prophetic. It's not the Elisha order. It's not the Habakkuk order. But it's the order of Moses. Now, who is Moses? And why is he a prophet? A real prophet gives instructions. Yes. A real prophet tells you what to do. A real prophet does not come to just say that, oh, next year this is what is going to happen, or you came from this place, or your sister's name is Alice, or your brother's name is Benis. Your brother's name is Benis. Because these days you can never can see a boy by his eyes, type of. Are you with me? When you sit in front of a prophet, a real prophet, don't expect some what you call the prophetic. Don't expect what you call the foretelling or the foretelling. A real prophet comes with laws. A real prophet waits on God, spends time with God, and by the time he steps out of the presence of God, he doesn't have a prophetic word for you, but he has got laws for you to follow. And those laws change your life. Those laws change your life. Somebody can tell you the color of your underwear as you were fornicating. And that may even give you an appetite for more colors. But Moses came with laws about every area of your life. A prophet has access into every area. He gave laws about architecture. Architecture. That is the prophet. How to build the ark. Do we have one here? Do we have such a prophet amongst us? Yes. He gave laws about hygiene.